perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hi. Hello. Greetings. Salutations. Sup.
Hola.
Oh, and then buenos dias.
Sure, that's a good one.
Good one, good one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ciao? Or is that just bye? Someone told me once it's hey and bye. I don't know.
Really? And that's French, right?
Ciao?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Italian?
Yeah, yeah, it's Italian.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of those that work as hello and goodbye, like aloha.
Yeah.
Can't you use that for either of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that also, you know, means what's the weather like? You say aloha, it means where's the rest of the family?
Yeah.
I mean, it means everything in a Hawaiian language, native tongue. It's the only word they have.
Everything you think it is, it is.
It means everything.
Yeah, sure.
So, Regans, you said you posted something the other day about what's the best kind of cereal?
Yeah, the best breakfast cereal of all time. Like, what's the GOAT breakfast cereal? And I just said, it's going to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch, right? And no one said Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Everybody was going, did you say that?
Was I not included? But yes, I did say it.
Okay. That's what I would say is the best one of all time. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And it's not even close for me.
Oh.
To me, that's the best one. But most people were saying Captain Crunch. Then the next one was Lucky Charms. And then the third one, actually, by popularity, was Corn Flakes.
Ooh. Oh,
really?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Now, for me, it's Cap'n Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and maybe third place, either Apple Jacks or Fruity Pebbles.
A couple people said Apple Jacks. Not many people said Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles, which I loved growing up. We had a lot of Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles. But yeah, neither of those really made a dent, which was surprising.
What about Raisin Bran, Special K, things I grew up on?
somebody did say Raisin Bran Crunch, and I thought that was a pretty controversial answer for the best of all time.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Grape Nuts.
Grape
Nuts. Mueslix. You remember that? A cereal called Mueslix?
Mueslix, sure.
What about shredded wheat?
Oh, yeah.
Mama loved shredded wheat.
So did mine.
A lot of people said Life, and I thought, oh, that's the plain one, isn't it?
Yeah. Cinnamon Life was pretty good.
Yeah.
Life.
And I did like some of the Cheerio flavors, like Honey Nut I like, mm-hmm. but it's not the best of all time. I mean.
No.
Yeah, I'm just like kids' cereals. There's no way to pick anything other than a straight up kids' cereal is the best of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even Honey Nut Cheerios, that's not, you know, what a kid would want.
Right.
A kid wants, you know, Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, all of those kinds.
Yeah. My kids don't like cereal because I don't buy those sugary cereals. So they just don't like Cheerios and, you know, all the nasty ones. I get it.
Eat your Raisin Bran, kids.
Yeah.
No thanks.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regans, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Now, there were times that I liked Raisin Bran as a kid.
Yeah.
But it was the same with cornflakes. If we had cornflakes, it was because some adult, like my dad or maybe when my grandmother would be around, they would want that. But if that's all we had, if we had cornflakes and Raisin Bran, then I would take the bowl and just cover it in sugar.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah. And then I would have to, every bite had to scrape the bottom of the bowl to get sugar onto the spoon to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
because, you know, it doesn't dissolve. The sugar doesn't dissolve in the milk. So we'd have to drag the bottom of the bowl to get it. It's the only way I could eat. I can eat to this day. I can't imagine eating a bowl of Raisin Bran without putting Splenda on it or something.
That's why that Raisin Bran crunch, it's like, it's sweet, right? I've had it before. I thought it was pretty decent.
I don't know. I'm not a Raisin Bran. I don't think I've ever had a bowl of it, but a couple of people did mention that. It's Raisin Bran crunch is the good one.
I think it's sweeter and it's got like sweet little crunchy things in it.
Mm-hmm. That's the only cheating that I do on my diet is, every now and then I'll take just, cause I love raisins. I'll take about 3 to 5 raisins and eat as a dessert.
I'm shocked you like raisins. I don't know why. I don't peg you as a raisin person.
I can't. Jody buys them by the bag, like the big bags or either the big carton.
Yeah.
And I could sit and eat half of a bag at one time if I just allowed myself. I love them. It's nature's candy.
But they're not bad. I see why you can't eat them on your diet because it's super strict, but they're not bad for you.
No, especially, you know, and I look at it like if I'm just eating like 3 to 5 of them as a dessert, it hasn't hurt me so far. I haven't even told them that I do that.
You don't need
at
to.
The diet place.
Let's keep that between us, that he's having 3 raisins a day.
Keep that under wraps.
I don't need an hour's worth of counseling. Right.
It's like, I ate a couple of raisins. Give me a break.
Yeah, dude. I had that one grape that one time and I had to tell. Remember when he told him that?
Yeah. And I didn't even eat the grape. I had to come like 3 times ago. I was just joking. I didn't eat a grape. I thought it would be funny to say I cheated because I accidentally ate 1 grape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do it.
Are you mentally like okay right now? It's just reach for that grape. Like we're worried.
That is not like you.
When you're stressed, do you just reach for a grape?
Have you found out if you are a stress eater? Have they given you any kind of feedback like that?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I'm not a stress eater. I'm a taste eater.
Okay. I'm just an eater.
Yeah. I eat because it tastes good.
Yeah.
I don't eat until I'm full. I eat past that because it tastes good. But when I don't get all stressed out like, oh my God, I'm worried about this and this and this. So I got to eat something. And I don't do that. Now I have found myself thinking that I need a drink because I'm stressed out. Yeah. Which I think is a bigger problem. I'm not sure. But I have an act on it.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We posted this thing on social media over the weekend. What's something you ate as a kid that you're pretty sure no one else was eating? And I was thinking about Lindsay having beanie weenies all the time when her dad was in charge. But I know a lot. We ate beanie weenies all the time growing up. So I don't think it's that unusual. But it's funny that that was like the one meal he could make for his kids is beanie weenies. So we threw this question of what's something you were eating as a kid that you're sure no one else was eating. And one woman mentioned, oh, it was tuna patties. We did not grow up with a lot of money. So it was like salmon patties, but cheaper. And I said, well, TJ has some great stories about spending time at his grandparents' house. And his grandmother always wanted to make him salmon patties.
Yeah.
And then what would you have for dessert, TJ?
Either black cherry walnut ice cream or like a pineapple pecan, some other kind.
Yeah.
Old people ice cream. And she just couldn't figure out why my brother and I didn't look at it as a treat the way they did.
I mean, to give that to a kid, salmon patties and black cherry walnut ice cream is next level.
That must have been the old school thing. My grandmother always made salmon patties. be like, you want a salmon patty? Not really. No.
And they had, they would always have these huge onions hanging out of them. It's like, how did you, you talk about a rough chop. Like you couldn't get these onions any smaller than that.
I mean.
And then I'd go, I don't want it, Nana. I don't like onions. Well, baby, you can barely taste the onions in that. I'm like, it looks like an onion
patty
with a little bit of salmon stuck to it.
Also, what kid is like, salmon? Like,
oh, I'd love some canned salmon. And then you'd follow that up by going, it wasn't even like she took fresh salmon and put it in a fruit food processor to grind it up and then make the patties out of it to do it homemade. It was cans of salmon. And if you didn't want that, well, you want Nana to open up a can of mackerel for you?
Oh,
what?
God.
Can of mackerel? Well,
like,
well,
better. Yes.
You know, all the six-year-olds are eating that these days.
TJ, do you remember something? Was it like a bone? Something was in the can of salmon, but it was like round, hard things. They were like,
no, I don't remember. Cause I never ate it actually. Yeah. Like, she would make those things and I'd never eat it.
Okay. Almost like gristle. Okay. Oh, I just didn't know what it was.
I wonder if it was skin, part of that salmon skin.
Could have been. Mm-hmm. I remember like chewing and being like, what the heck is this?
Well, salmon patties and tuna patties were like the most normal answers that we got. What's the one thing you were eating as a kid that you're sure no one else was eating? Tammy, I believe she's in Georgia somewhere. She said, we grew up eating pigtails and spaghetti. I don't know how you cook that up. I don't know if you fry a pigtail. I'm not sure.
I always figured they were pickled or in a stew of some sort.
Okay.
Cook that way to soften them up some.
Yeah. So maybe she threw that in the spaghetti sauce. Another one that came up, a woman said we had weenie jambalaya. She said it was rice, tomato sauce, and hot dogs all mixed together. We called it weenie jambalaya. I said, TJ would probably love that recipe. You know, he's from Louisiana. So you've got some work to do this afternoon. We need to get you the recipe for weenie jambalaya.
Yes.
Oh man, my mouth's watering.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Jody and I had, I hate saying this, we had to go to a funeral. We didn't have to go to the funeral, but we went to a funeral. A friend of ours, mom, died, and so we went to the funeral Saturday. And I didn't tell y'all about this yesterday, and I don't know why I forgot, but you know, I used to dress nicely all the time. It was probably before I knew either one of you. I was you know, I was always in designer clothes, and I wore suits a lot whenever I go out to fancy dinners and things like that. I mean, I was just always into fashion. And then I became a great big fat person. And then I kind of got away from that because I looked at it like it doesn't matter how nice the clothes are. If you're a great big fat person, they're not going to look good on you anyway. So why waste the money? You know? So I only needed dressy clothes whenever there was a wedding or whenever there was a funeral. And so I don't have any nice clothes anymore, except for just that, like I said, pretty much one suit that fits and then one dress shirt and so forth. So to this funeral, I went to put on my nice go to a funeral shirt, and it was so big on me that I didn't know what I was going to do. I said, this is just too big, because all of my clothes now are big because I've lost weight lately. Like this shirt that I'm wearing now, you see how long the sleeves are? I mean, the seam of the shoulders way down here, which is fine because it's an old hoodie that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
But a button-up dress shirt, it looked like when a little kid puts on his dad's clothes, you know? Yeah.
Where you're not even seeing your hands.
Yeah, it was way down here, and I had to kind of roll it up a little bit, and then the sleeves were so long on it that they were puffing out, like even at the top. And then I had to tuck it in, and when I did, there was so much excess shirt coming out of the sides of it. I looked like somebody who lived in the mountains. Yeah. And hadn't been to town in 20 years. Yeah. And went and put on the same clothes that my dad wore, you know, before he passed.
You look like a hot air balloon.
My dad's not dead. I'm just saying I look like somebody who had just gone and got his dad's old clothes and put them on. I look like a ragamuffin.
My mom used to say that all the time. You look like a ragamuffin.
Because the pants I had, I just bought because I had to break down and buy some pants, not for the funeral, but just in general. So I bought some pants that worked, and trying to tuck a huge shirt into smaller pants, I look like Gru.
Yes. Now that's something I can relate to.
Because my legs and below the waist, I looked tiny, and above the waist, I looked huge.
So you didn't end up wearing that, right?
Yeah, I had to. That's the only dressy clothes I had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I brought comic relief to a funeral, I'm sure, when people were talking about how I looked in that outfit.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Make sure you go to tjriggins.com and like and subscribe to all of our social medias. You know, you can watch the show every day on the video of the video podcast. Spotify and what's that other one called? YouTube's. You can do all of that at tjriggins.com. Like and subscribe. It would be so much appreciated. We would love that, actually. There is a trend on TikTok where these witches, they're not just playing the part of witches for Halloween, but people who legitimately call themselves witches as their religion. And they are kind of upset because Crock-Pot has not made one of their slow cookers to look like a cauldron.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so why hasn't Crock-Pot made cauldrons with their slow cookers?
They're not devil worshipers.
Well, here's the problem. Crock-Pot promised them they would. That was a year ago. They said, "We hear you. We're going to make one." And now it's 2025 Halloween season, and they haven't come through with this cauldron Crock-Pot. And now the witches are livid.
Yeah. And again, these aren't just people who like Halloween and want to use it, you know, for Halloween. These are people calling themselves witches. Well, see, and that's Crock-Pot's problem for even entertaining it to begin with.
That, yeah.
Because now they done got into something where they're going to get some spells put on them.
That's it.
You've wronged the wrong group.
And I would think this is totally fine, minus that part of the witches thinking they're real witches, et cetera. If they're just making something cute for Halloween, okay, fine. But now it takes it to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I always wonder, though, if it's a, you know, and then there are some men witches too, which I don't understand, but the women who call themselves witches, if you call them a witch, like if they do something crazy or mean, do they take offense to that? Like, if Lindsay did something I didn't like and I would say, oh my God, you are such a witch. Yeah. She'd be like, oh, I am not. But if someone calls themselves a witch and they do something that's mean or something that I don't like, and I go, oh God, you are a witch.
Yeah.
Did they say, well, thank you. Or do they say, well, yeah, I am. Or do they still get mad?
I don't know.
I would think, I don't know. You don't know with these crazy people, but I would think they'd say, oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Maybe throwing the word wicked before it would be more offensive.
You're a wicked witch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're, you know, witches are good to them. You know, yeah. They're all good witches, I think.
Yeah. And they worship things of the earth and things like that, I think is what they say.
What weirdos.
I'm not sure. But Crockpot shouldn't have even gotten into that pool if they didn't want to swim.
DJ Riggins and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, Riggins, you are my go-to person for inside scoop on social media type things, like social media techniques and all. So, I know that people, when they post videos, will sometimes make a mistake on purpose. So then people will try to correct them in the comments, and it looks like more people are responding to the video that way. If they're trying to get sponsors and whatnot, it looks like they, you know, there's more engagement.
Sure.
Like there's a guy that does cooking demonstrations, and he will always, if he's using a lime, he'll call it lemon, and we put squeeze half a lemon, and it's clearly a lime. And so that way people will go, it's a lemon. All right. It's a lime. Stop saying, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There's another guy that does, he'll put up sports clips, and he'll always pronounce, Cam Scataboo's name as Scatabo. And then I see that people, and I just go to see if it works. All right. What about these people who say, this is the way we've always eaten, fill in the blank dish. And it's something that's just, you know, disgusting. Like you had that video yesterday that you showed me of a young girl, young woman who was, this is the way we eat chicken noodle soup. I learned this from my mom, a little vinegar, and she pours vinegar in the bowl and ketchup. If you haven't tried this yet, you'll thank me later. So is that another technique to get engagement? Or do you think these people who do that really eat it that way?
I think she probably was being dead serious. I do. Yeah. She was putting vinegar and ketchup in her chicken noodle soup.
Nasty.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
But you like what you like, you know?
You like what you like, and you also like what your parents liked in a lot of cases. So if your right. mom liked it that way, there, I could see how you just pick up that habit.
Totally.
But I would almost, you know, when they're doing things on purpose just to get you to, I don't know, when they're making themselves look less intelligent in order to get the engagements and all, I don't think that should be rewarded.
Right. Totally agree. Like you just look dumb.
Yeah. If you're making yourself look dumb on purpose, yeah, that shouldn't be rewarded. Mm-mm. And if you are eating something disgusting like that,
yeah,
and you really like it, that shouldn't be rewarded either.
Right. Keep that to yourself. No one needs to know. You're nasty.
Just to pour vinegar in an art. Now, if you cook the vinegar in it, maybe, but it's already done and you're sitting down with it. Like a lot of people would add salt to it or whatever. She's putting vinegar and ketchup on chicken noodle soup.
The vinegar, I'm more okay with. The ketchup is a problem.
Yeah. And I think it was malt vinegar. I think that's what the kind of vinegar she was adding, malt vinegar and ketchup.
And there's nothing about that that makes me want to go, oh, I'm going to try it just to see.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess up a good bowl of chicken noodle soup.
Heck no.
My chicken noodle soup is just fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Sans vinegar.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay's baby screaming, Daddy, Daddy,
Daddy. He's excited about something. Look at this, Daddy. He probably pooped in the toilet. Like,
maybe he was excited that we're about to do Now Trending. He was like, oh my gosh, Daddy, they're about to do Now Trending. This is my favorite segment of the day.
Yeah.
Who knows? Well, Amazon is in a bit of hot water. You know, they own the rights to James Bond now, and they're going to make new James Bond movies. But in the movies that they already host on Prime Video, they've edited out the guns that James Bond holds in all the movie covers. So you've got Daniel Craig and Pierce Brosnan, of course, Sean Connery, all those guys. They've edited out, they photoshopped out the guns for James Bond. And people are going, come on, it's James Bond. The guy carries a gun. You can't get around that. I mean, how ridiculous is this?
So stupid.
Who out of those four were the best?
Daniel Craig was the best by far, and it's not even close. Okay. He was the newest James Bond, and they're just awesome action movies. You don't have to be into James Bond to be into those movies. After that, you know, you get into the older guys. Probably Sean Connery, I would imagine, is probably regarded as the best James Bond.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a Pierce girl, so I don't, you know, I always thought he was so cute when I was growing up.
Pierce Brosnan's very good looking, and he's still good looking. He looked like James Bond should look.
Yeah.
He used to have a primetime show on network TV in the 80s called Remington Steele.
Oh.
My mama used to love that show.
Yeah.
Pierce did?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan.
Who did she think was like the good looking guy of that was on television or movies? Like, who was her guy?
Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery.
Yeah.
The game show host?
Yep. Yep. Chuck Woolery was really, really handsome. And the guy that played Mr. Peterman on Seinfeld, before he was Mr. Peterman, he was a soap star. He was on either As the World Turns or Guiding Light. And she used to talk about how handsome he was, too.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Woolery was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he just passed last year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Would she openly talk about how handsome that guy is, or did you have to really pry it out of her?
Oh, no, she would openly talk about it. Now that is a good looking man.
Yeah.
You know, really? Yeah.
See, when I asked my mom, like, who does she find hot? I really got to like pull it out of her, but then eventually she'll be like, okay, well, Ricky Martin and who's John Cicada is always her answer.
Yeah.
Or Mark Anthony, the former husband of J-Lo. Who looks like Skeletor. I don't know what she sees in him, but anyway. Amazon in a bit of hot water. Victoria Beckham also in the news. She's revealing the reason why she removed her breast implants. Posh Spice says she wanted to be taken more seriously. And she had that done a couple of years ago. She said she thought it was going to negatively affect public perception of her as she became a fashion designer and not a pop star anymore. So,
over yourself.
I don't agree.
You know good and damn well that's not why you had them taken out.
Thank you.
A lie. Why do these people have to be, they're fake when they don't need to be fake. You know, all she had to do was say, I just decided that's not the look that I wanted to have anymore.
Yeah. Because there's no one on this planet that is like, I can't take her seriously with her. They weren't even that big, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't even really know she had them. Like, no one's saying that.
No.
So she says she thought that was a good call for her to make. There is something that is trending in the news today. We got to cover all the details coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh, happy fall, y'all.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. It is fall, isn't it? And yesterday, we posted some great fall pictures. TJ and Jody's kids, known as Laney, and TJ calls them Boy. So they are, we posted some pictures of old Halloween costumes they were wearing over the weekend. I had asked TJ, your wife, Jody, if she could send, I was like, if you have any old Halloween photos, make sure you send them over my way. And she goes, well, I don't know that I have any, but I'll look. Fast forward 30 minutes, I think I got 140 from her.
Why would she even say that? She knows good and well that we have 1,000 of them.
She acted like, I don't know, I'll go take a look. Maybe I can find something. And then the first picture that comes in from her is a picture of Aiden, Boy, as a baby. And then I'm like, well, I'm looking for Halloween pictures. This is adorable. Don't get me wrong. He is as cute as a button, but that is not what I need right now. And I'm so awkward. You know, I don't have kids. I've only got a couple of nephews and a niece. I'm not super comfortable with them in a way. I'm a good uncle, but I'm an okay uncle. But like when we leave, when we part, my brother always goes, go give Uncle B a hug. And I always have to tell him, like, they don't want to do it. I'm not really looking to give them a hug. We're fine. We don't need to be hugging all the time. That's not what we do. So I'm always kind of uncomfortable when people share with me pictures of their babies. I'm like, oh my gosh, so cute. You know, So Jody is sending me these pictures of your kids that are not related to Halloween. And now I'm like really struggling for the words to say. I'm like, oh, look at her pigtails. Like, I don't know what to say. They're cute, still
cute as a button. Love that.
Yeah. But anyway, she did send me about 100 pictures of them in Halloween costumes. You can go check them out at TJ Regan Show on Facebook and Instagram. They are really cute. What she also included in there was some pictures of you guys in your Halloween costumes that we're going to be sharing later this month. Have you passed the phase where you're going to be doing Halloween costumes anymore, TJ?
Oh, yeah. I've only done it twice, I think, since I've been an adult.
Okay. Well, I have at least two.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to say. It must have been the 1 year that I went to the Halloween concert that we used to do in costume that I regretted as soon as I got there. And then there was another year we went to a Halloween party that was a costume party.
What did you regret about the first one?
Because when I got there, first of all, nobody knew my costume and nobody knew that it was me. So I just stood there most of the night and nobody that I worked with or anything would even talk to me because they didn't know that it was me.
What? What were you dressed as?
Borat.
Oh.
And it was before Borat had really, because there for a while, it was one of the, you know, it was in pop culture, it was the biggest character, you know, of the day. But this was right before that. I was ahead of the curve on it.
Yeah.
And people didn't recognize me or anything.
Like, who's that creepy guy standing next to us all night?
With the mustache and the suit.
Hilarious. Well, I would have laughed.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great costume, especially if you pull it off well. It's a great costume. But if you want to go check out TJ and Jody's kids in their old school throwback costumes at TJ Regan Show on Facebook, Instagram, make sure you like our page and follow for more. We've got more next.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So Lindsay's kids are out of school for fall break, even though they just started school a week and a half ago. They already need a break.
We're on day five of fall break.
So you always plan activities for them while they're just to get them out of the house so they're not bored and stuff?
Yeah, I try to do one activity a day so they're not just like binging TV. It's hard because a lot of things are really expensive now. I mean, just life, you know. Mm-hmm. We have been to the playground a few times, which is free, which is great. But everything else is a fortune, you know. So a new store just opened in our bougie mall in town. And I'm taking the kids to that store today where you have to purchase tickets to walk in the store. And then once you're in the store, you have activities that are also purchased separate.
Okay, so it's a store in the mall that charges an admission fee. Mm-hmm. And then you go to like booths in the store?
Yes.
And if you wanted to play a game, that costs separately. Or do they have tickets that you can buy and just like this, like at the fair, this ride is going to cost you three tickets?
So I'll give you an example. Every 6 months, it's a theme. So Gabby's Dollhouse, which is popular right now, it's in the theater. That's the theme. So when you walk in one room, you make your own Gabby's Dollhouse slime. That's a fortune, I'm sure. One room, you make a Gabby's Dollhouse stuffed animal. That's another cost. One room, you have a dance party and you meet Gabby. One room, they have like slides and you pay for that. It's crazy is what I'm getting at. Well, I mean,
how much is it just a ticket to get in?
$25 a person. And what blows my mind is that I need a ticket. So when I went online to buy my daughter a ticket, my son's not going, my daughter a ticket, $25, it says the parent or person accompanying the child needs a ticket. I'm like, for what?
Well, because you're not paying, you know, even if you're not doing the activities, those are a separate charge. So just walking in the door, it costs, you know, the 25. And I am glad to hear, because I was going to ask, what is your son going to do? Because, you know, surely you're not taking your son to something called a dollhouse.
Yeah, no, he's not going. My husband's watching him today. Well, for it's only so that's also what I was going to say. It's every 15 minutes is a time slot. And the whole thing is like 30 minutes. And they're just booked solid all day. They just opened. It's their grand opening. They're making a fortune.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he know how much it's going to cost?
No.
No.
No. I'm scared. Help. Send help. Venmo. Atlet. No, I'm kidding.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. They were showing clips of it on Instagram. These kids are going nuts. And the parents, I guess, are just also going nuts as well.
Well, the parents are just standing there for $25. I'm just going to be standing there. It's wild.
Man, that is crazy.
Yeah.
But you got to at least, you know, do some of the activities. Get on the slides.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yeah, and as long as we're on the subject of Lindsay doing expensive things with her kids, like going to a store in the mall that has activities where you pay $25 just to walk in the store, mm-hmm, before you pay for any of the activities. Tell us again how much you paid for small pizzas for the kids at the pumpkin patch the other day.
Yeah, they were personal. I would say personal pan pizzas, like tiny, $18.
$18 each.
Each. And I waited over an hour and a half to get them.
So those like, personal pan pizzas, what were those, 8 inches or smaller than, you know, a regular small pizza at a pizza place is 10 inches, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the personal one is smaller than that.
Well, it might have been 10. It was just tiny looking to me. Yeah. I mean, it could have been 10, but
$18.
$18.
Out of a food truck.
And there was a line, probably a 30 minute wait for people just to order. I mean, well, these people are making.
What happened to when we would take our kids to the pumpkin patch? You get up, you'd go to the pumpkin patch, you do the activities that they had out there, which included a hayride where that you get on the trailer that was pulled by the tractor and you go out into the field and you could get off the tractor and go pick out the pumpkin that you wanted from the ground out there, or you could go back and they had a bunch of them on display, mm-hmm. you know, out, you know, at the checkout place. And then you would maybe go through and feed the goats and all out of an ice cream cone that had feed in it.
Yeah.
And get in the little corn pit deal for a few minutes and then skedaddle.
Yeah.
Why were y'all having to stay out there an hour and a half waiting for lunch? You just load them up and go sit down somewhere to eat lunch?
Well, I didn't realize how long it was going to take. I thought like, oh, you're just going to make the pizza real quick. It'll take 10 minutes. We'll eat, you know, whatever. That wasn't the case. And when I asked if I could get my money back because we were leaving, like, don't even worry about making my, they hadn't even made it yet. It had been like an hour. I said, we're going to head out. She was like, no refunds. I was like, you haven't even made it. Like, I mean, it's crazy. And now this place has found a gold mine because they have not only all these kid zone stuff where you buy tickets to go in the kid zone, they have all these food trucks. They have, you got to pay to feed the animals. You got to pay to go in the corn maze. You got to mm-hmm. pay to go down the slides. Like, it's crazy.
So how much did it cost you and your two kids, just like if you had to guess, for the day on the pumpkin patch?
Oh, okay. I know this answer. So I bought 5 tickets and my friend was going to Venmo me 3 of those. And when I ordered 5 tickets for the kid zone, she said $120. And I went, I'm sorry. She was like, that'll be $120. I was like, and I thought I was going to cover my friend's kids because I thought it was going to be like $5. And so I came back to my friend. I was like, yeah, can you Venmo me?
So just to get in, yeah. How much? I'm not good at math. So you and your kids, how much was that?
I don't, 60.
Whoa.
Or wait, I don't know. I'm not good at math either.
Crazy.
Oh my God. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
The mostly most important stories in the world.
Mostly. Mostly. You know, a story I wanted to talk about yesterday, but I just forgot. Did everybody see these pictures of Katy Perry and former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, making out on a yacht?
Yes. Yes.
No.
I can't picture two bigger doofuses in the world making out on a yacht, but I think they're perfect together. I really do. I think they're both, you can't take either of them seriously anymore. And no. I think they're actually a good pair.
Well, people have said that about her, even if they don't like her.
Yeah.
She has a good pair.
I mean, what do you, oh, but what do you mean they're good together? I don't know this guy.
I mean, she's flying up into space. He's doing blackface, you know, multiple times throughout his life. And then he doesn't remember doing it. I just think they're, you know, what she hasn't done isn't like that, but I just think they're just, you know, all about their missteps. And these two, I just think they're good together.
Yeah, they're two goofballs.
Yeah.
Two idiots.
Yep.
He is not attractive to me. I don't think he's.
And isn't he the one they say is Fidel Castro's illegitimate son?
That's a rumor that's been out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true, but that is surprising that Lindsay doesn't find him attractive. A lot of women do find him to be good looking.
Maybe I've just seen some bad pictures. I don't know.
Maybe it's just that every picture I've ever seen is a bad picture.
He just looks like a dork, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And he kind of sounds like a dork as well. So they might be in it for the long haul. We'll just have to wait and see, you know?
Buckle up. No, they're not.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme's stock is down 70%. And a lot of people are wondering, will Krispy Kreme survive over the next couple of years? It's hard to imagine our world without Krispy Kreme, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I wonder if it's one of those deals where they, you know, they tried to grow too much.
Yes. Yeah. They announced that partnership with McDonald's that did not work out well for them. It was just too, it wasn't cost effective. So they're looking for ways to branch out and bring in new revenue. Unfortunately, all the plans have not worked out well. Aww. So, yeah, I mean, I would hate to see Krispy Kreme not survive. That would just be a real tragedy.
Especially, I would cry.
Yeah, the best donuts ever made, not be able to continue.
That's yeah. Crazy. Yeah. And TJ's on a diet now. So if they're going to go out of business, at least wait until TJ's able to have one more Krispy Kreme before they totally close the doors. We'll have to just wait and see.
Yeah.
If they're going out of business, I'm going to do what I've always said I could do and eat a dozen at one time.
Yes. I'll do it with you.
Which I still want to see. I would love to see TJ just crush a box of Krispy Kremes, no doubt.
As he's crying that they're closing up. It would be sad, though.
It would be. And sort of in the same world, today is National Dessert Day. National Dessert Day. TJ, is there one dessert that you're missing more than others? Is it the Krispy Kreme donut?
I didn't have donuts nearly enough. And I feel like it was a waste of time.
If I could turn back time.
Donuts in general, but Krispy Kreme mainly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So enjoy your sweets today, whether you have dinner or not. What?
Oatmeal cream pies too. Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent choice. I've got a story here that has gone viral that is going to upset every single parent in the radio family. We'll get to the details next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, here we are. Day two of the work week.
Yeah, feeling good. Working our way through the best way we know how. I don't have kids yet, but I sympathize with every parent in this situation. There's a story that's gone viral, and I think you might be able to relate to it. This woman has a 17-year-old daughter. She just got her license about 6 months ago. Daughter is driving to work. She goes through a roundabout, you know, those, you know, what's the other word for those?
Not traffic a roundabout. Circle.
Traffic circle. She's going through a traffic circle and her car dies. Which not a good place for your car to break down. But she says the reaction from other drivers had her so upset that she doesn't even know what to do anymore. So the 17-year-old breaks down in the traffic circle. She said people started cussing at her. Mm-hmm. People were honking at her. And she said some of the worst ones were people driving by, flipping her off and laughing at her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this girl's 17 years old. Her car has broken down on the way to work. And your reaction to that is to honk at her and flip her off and laugh at her. The mother is making the point, is this how far we've come? Is this where we've come to as a society that we can't even have sympathy for a young girl whose car broke down in the middle of traffic?
And where do they live?
It didn't say.
Oh, I think that matters.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, not that she can help where she lives, but she needs to get out as soon as possible because I'm thinking she lives in the north.
Yeah. Somewhere outside the south. Yeah.
Yep.
I would hate to know that it is regional like that. Well, I guess maybe that would make me feel better that it's only happening in one place in our country. But to just be so cold-hearted to a 17-year-old just seems unthinkable to me, especially the laughing and flipping her off.
And she's already scared to drive because who's not when they first start driving? That's terrible. Yeah. But it is where we've come to as a society. The mom is right. Yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, people don't know how to act. It's the breakdown of the family unit and people moving away from faith.
Yes.
Not teaching them right from wrong on a moral scale.
Yep.
Yeah. And it probably breaks your heart, TJ. I know your daughter has had some, you know, had a little minor incident when her tire blew out. Mm-hmm. And then she called you because that's what you do when you're young. You call your parents when you need help. Do you feel just helpless when something like that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And then you try to, you know, you're doing your part by saying, okay, now call this person. What about this person? Your friend, this person. I hear you talk about this. you know, all of the different options, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when they're in a big city. You know, right. Like my daughter lives in Nashville and it's getting more dangerous every day.
Yeah.
You know. So you think about that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Well, she's just got to leave is Come on.
That's the solution, to just get out of where you're living and find somewhere more hospitable to people in general.
Yes.
Yeah, that story has blown up and gone viral. And now people are wondering, like, is this what we've become? Hopefully not. So we've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay, being an animal lover, as you are, if you thought that the animal was tame, okay, would it matter what kind of animal it is? If you had the opportunity to pet it, would you do it?
Yes.
Even a snake?
No, I don't classify a snake as an animal.
Okay. So not a snake. What about a mouse or a rat?
No, unless it's like a cute little with like big ears. I don't know. Maybe a cute little mouse. Like
a Stuart Little type mouse.
Yeah.
Okay. And Riggins, you're the same way about animals. Would you pet any animal if it were tame?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Like taking snakes and all out of it, but just a regular, like a mammal.
No, I don't want to pet a cow, a donkey. No,
you don't want to pet a Highland cow? You take that back.
I don't.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Well, we had a video yesterday of a woman who was petting a dolphin. The dolphin put his head up on a little floating dock. And it was part of an excursion on a vacation where you go swim with the dolphins and whatnot. And she went to pet it. And when she did, it bit her hand. And then when she pulled her hand back, her ring came off and he ate it. He swallowed her ring.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yep.
That dolphin's hungry.
Can you imagine if a dolphin bit you and then just basically stole your ring?
Oh my God.
But she was like, it's fine. It's fine. She wasn't going to upset about it or anything.
I hope it was like a rubber band type wedding ring, not like the real one.
Yeah. She had mentioned that it was about $50. She said was the value of the ring, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, dolphins don't usually bite people like that. What do I know? I don't know.
they do get frisky with people though. Like, you know,
yeah,
that type of, behavior is pretty common with dolphins, but I don't know. Because aren't they the only other species than humans that makes the relations purely for pleasure and not breeding?
I've heard that as well. I don't know if that's true, but it is so creepy to know that.
It is. TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So my little friend Jenny was talking about the other night that she had seen somewhere, and I think she said that this would be a new breed of goats, that they're smaller than even those African pygmy goats Like they're just tiny, tiny little goats that you can just sit in your lap and pet them and play with them and all of that.
Yes.
But I don't know. I always thought that the African pygmy goats were the smallest that you could get, and they're tiny.
Yeah.
So maybe this is like they're working with on a toy version of that. Like
oh my God.
Toy goat, like a toy poodle. Teacup. No, it'd be a teacup goat. Isn't that what you call the smallest breeds of dogs? Teacup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I want one.
Is she sure that it wasn't an AI photo?
I don't know. We didn't talk about it, but it, you know, you never know what's real anymore or whatever.
You don't.
But let's just assume that it's real. It's still a goat, and goats are nasty animals. They're not clean. And, you know, we used to always think that goats would just eat everything in your house, like paper and they would eat the furniture. Because it used to be, you know, a belief that goats could eat anything and digest it. It wouldn't hurt them.
Yeah. And that's not true.
I don't know. I always thought it was. I know there was an episode of Andy Griffith where the goat ate, a bunch of dynamite.
And he was fine.
Yeah. They were worried that he was going to blow up the town because he got off of his rope and they had to track him down. And, yeah, but, I don't want to ruin the episode for anybody if they hadn't had a chance to see it over the past 60 years.
Right.
But
you ruined it.
But yeah, they were worried that the goat was going to blow up the town and then they had to take him out in the country. And then they were scared that the owner of the goat was sad because he didn't want his goat to be blown up, but turns out it wasn't the goat. I don't know, but that's what I had to go by as a kid, thinking that goats could just eat anything.
Yeah, literally.
I understand it now, knowing that's Joe. I believe it too.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God, I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey-oh. Bless us with your stories, Riggins, and your take.
All the blessings to the radio family. What do you guys think about Kylie Jenner is teasing new music? So she's going to have a song coming out. And a lot of people are making the point, you're a billionaire now. Why are you trying to break into the music industry? Like, what's the point?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
When you say new music, like she's had old music, or it's just this is a new thing she's doing?
I think she's recorded music before, not a full album, but I'm pretty sure she's recorded music.
Yikes.
But, you know, it's like a little throwaway thing. But now they say she's like, you know, actively pursuing a career. And yeah, a lot of people are just saying like, why don't you just want to like chill out? You got kids at home. You're a billionaire again. And what's the point?
It's just like Paris Hilton when she came out with that song. Like, why?
Why?
You're loaded.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it either. If you're as comfortable as they are, why not just enjoy your family? And I'm not saying, you know, just fade into the distance and never, you know, as they say, hit a lick at a snake, yeah. But just get out of the spotlight for a minute. You don't have to try to be in the spotlight to continue to provide for yourself.
Right.
Totally agree. And I think you made the point perfectly well, TJ. I think you're right about that. Today is National Real Sugar Day. National Real Sugar Day, and we celebrate the people that help us procure the sugar and the people who enjoy it. I know sugar, they call it poison now. It's the worst thing you could possibly have, but today we celebrate real sugar.
Yeah, you know, my home state of Louisiana is a pretty big sugar producer.
That's right.
Not a sugar cane fields in Louisiana.
Yeah. Now, you're one of those guys that uses monk fruit sweetener. You like a Splenda.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing that because you prefer those, right?
No. No. I'm doing it because I'm a great big fat person.
I don't think anybody in the world prefers it. I don't know.
Yeah. When TJ started using that monk fruit sweetener, I said, I don't even know who this guy is anymore. Where is TJ and what is he doing?
Yeah. And I don't like it nearly as much as I like Splenda.
Yeah. Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Splenda is the best.
Yeah. Well,
other than real sugar. Yeah.
Other than the real one. Absolutely. But it's got nothing on Sugar Twin that I love so much. There's a woman that's gone viral. She's lost a friend of 30 years, but the reason is going to blow your mind. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, yeah. TJ, we haven't even talked about your background yet, but if you go check out our YouTube channel at TJ Riggins TV, you can go see TJ's new studio setup. And it is industrial. It's rugged. It's manly. I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I had the masons come in and put up a brick wall. It's a big, beautiful wall.
It is a big, beautiful wall right behind you. So go check that out at TJ Riggins TV on YouTube and make sure you subscribe so you can watch the show every single day. There's a woman that went viral on TikTok for her story time. And she was just sharing a story about how she lost her friend of 30 years because the friend purchased a new house recently with her husband and her kids. And apparently this woman wasn't excited enough about the new house for her friend. So she's getting ghosted by one of her closest friends of 30 years. And when she reached out to her, she said, "What's going on?" The woman explained to her in pretty explicit detail how much that hurt her feelings that she wasn't sharing her own excitement about her new house. You believe that?
Yeah, I believe it.
It's hard to believe, but I believe it. Because women are so catty.
Is that it? I mean, of 30 years, you're going to lose one of your longest running friends over their shared excitement over your house?
I see that part of it is harder to believe, that you would walk away from the friendship, but her being upset by it is not surprising.
Okay. Yeah.
She's jealous of me. She's jealous of what I have. I can hear it now.
She just can't stand for somebody else to have something, because when she got her new house, oh, I was thrilled. I cried for her in excitement. And then I was over there helping her move in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you guys ever lost a friend over something so minor like that?
No.
Oh, you have.
I mean, I think it's more common when you're younger, you know, in your 20s, to lose a friend over something stupid, but not a 30-year friendship. That's wild.
It is wild, but I could see it happening with some of your friends, Lindsay. It seems like there's a lot of pressure to take part in certain aspects of their life. And if you don't, you're on the chopping block.
Yeah. I mean, in my 20s, I lost a ton of friends for whatever. I mean, you know, she's jealous of me, or she wanted my man, or blah, blah, blah. I mean, whatever. Silly.
Well, that was all true.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.